Welcome to the Resilient Mind Podcast. I'm Sam Bowler, and I'll be your co-host along with my wife, Natalie. Natalie is a licensed professional counselor in Nashville, Tennessee. She works primarily with survivors of complex trauma and specializes in dissociative disorders. The Resilient Mind is a platform for us and our guests to play our part in the bigger conversation around mental health. Specifically, we would like to raise awareness and understanding of complex trauma and dissociative disorders. So, whether you're a survivor yourself or you just stumbled upon this podcast, welcome to the conversation. We're glad you're here. Welcome to the Resilient Mind, episode 9. And in today's episode, Natalie is going to discuss the different responses to what's going on in the world right now.
So I think a lot of people have been asking me if their response is normal. And so part of the reason that I want to talk about the different responses is that everybody's response is valid. No matter what it is and how you are reacting is okay. So I'm just going to start with, I think that if anybody is having fear of getting sick, that's a legitimate fear, given what's going on with the coronavirus right now. And so I think, for example, if you're feeling a little bit more on edge or hypervigilant about getting sick, we are all experiencing this collective trauma right now. And so when we are in trauma, we are going to have responses of hypervigilance and hypovigilance. And so, for example, if you're feeling like you don't want to get too close to people because you're afraid of getting sick, I think that's a very normal trauma response given the situation right now and all the unknowns and the possibility of getting sick. I think that this time may be especially difficult for people who already have anxiety or people who already have OCD, because there is going to be heightened feelings of what if I get sick? How do I prevent myself from not getting germs on me? Those sort of things. And so I think a normal way of coping with that is to just be careful and mindful, wash your hands, do the things that are being recommended right now. I think another issue that may be going on for some people right now is increase in depression and suicidal ideation. I think for a lot of people, isolation is a big trigger. And right now, we are being asked to keep ourselves in our homes, stay away from other people. And so we're actually being asked to do something that's different than what we are wired to do, which is to connect with other people. And I think Stephen Porges recently was interviewed, and something that he mentioned is phone calls and video calls might be especially helpful because you are hearing the sound of somebody's voice and you are also seeing somebody's facial expressions when you're doing video, which can be really helpful. If anybody is struggling with increased depression and suicidal ideation, I would really encourage you to reach out. The National Suicide Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Please reach out for support if you're struggling. This is a really difficult time for a lot of people, and so it's normal that you might need some extra support from, various resources that are available. Another issue that could be going on is if you are in a domestic violence situation or if you are living with a past perpetrator or somebody who has currently been a perpetrator, this can be an especially difficult time because, again, we're being asked to Stay away from other people. And I think for a lot of people, that means being in their house. And so, for example, if you feel like because you live with a perpetrator, you can't do counseling online, I would encourage you to maybe find a place you can go that would be safe, like an empty parking lot or something like that. I know some of my clients have decided to go to my office parking lot to do their session. It's pretty empty. And so I think there are different ways to find the privacy and safety that you need. I think some other people may be experiencing a lot of anxiety or even feelings of abandonment from their therapist, even if they are currently meeting with them online. And that's really normal to feel like your abandonment trauma is being triggered by having to move onto an online platform, especially if there wasn't a lot of notice given. I know that has been the case for all of my clients. I came back from a trip and immediately went into teletherapy, which I know can be really, really challenging because there's not even the opportunity to in person have sort of a temporary goodbye of we're not going to be meeting face to face. We're actually going to be meeting online. And so it's really normal if you are feeling abandoned by your therapist, you're not overreacting. But maybe talking through this with your therapist so that there can be repair around that. For those who are healthcare workers, I think that people can be experiencing feeling overwhelmed and burnout and secondary trauma as well. I know that a lot of healthcare workers are really overworked right now and feeling overwhelmed and just seeing what is going on firsthand every day in your job. And so, if you need extra support, I know that we are offering some support groups online and also have a few reduced fee spaces. I think a lot of therapists are doing that right now. So, please reach out if you need support. I think talking with other people who understand is really helpful. And then also coming up with a self-care plan with a therapist. Then there can be some trauma survivors that are having an especially difficult time right now, and they're wondering if that's normal, like maybe their symptoms have increased and that sort of thing. And yes, that is one of the normal responses because all the feelings of helplessness, hopelessness, uncertainty, and chaos may be getting triggered. And so any prior existing trauma symptoms are being compounded by the current situation, or you can also think about it as the current situation is being compounded by all your past experiences. I think those who have eating disorders may definitely be experiencing some triggers and challenges around going to the grocery store, and maybe there are empty shelves or things that you're used to eating that may not be available. And so, lean on people that you have in your support system right now around that because that can be really triggering and difficult to cope with. And then I think some people are experiencing, I mentioned this last week, but this very calm, collected feeling, not necessarily that they're minimizing, but something that may be getting activated is if you grew up in a dysfunctional family or a family that had trauma and abuse, it can feel like you are prepared for something like this. It can feel like this is normal to you in a way. And I think I actually have something that's, so there's somebody named Annie Wright, who posted on Facebook and said, for me, like so many of us raised in dysfunction, there may be a sense of familiarity right now. When you grow up being unable to visualize a positive future for yourself, when you grow up used to and expecting the adults at the helm to fail you, when you grow up hypervigilant and possibly needing to guard against catastrophe and threat to your body and soul, This time in our history, this experience of COVID-19 may feel normative in some way. And so for any of you who are not feeling panicked, that might give you some explanation as to why, and there's not anything wrong with you and your response either. I think some people may also be experiencing a numbness or a dissociation from what is really going on. So there may be some degree of denial, and that can come from you feel so overwhelmed with the current reality of things that you really can't, you don't feel capable of sitting in the reality and all the feelings that come with the current situation in the world. And so you're checking out in some way. And that is very normal for people to go into a state of hyperarousal because of being overwhelmed. And finally, I think those who generally haven't experienced very much trauma in their lives and maybe grew up in a relatively healthy upbringing, you might be experiencing for the first time really intense anxiety and fear. And again, that is because we really are in an experience of collective trauma, worldwide trauma. And so you may be experiencing things that you've never experienced before. Yes, what you are experiencing is normal given the current state of things. So that those are some different responses, and I'm sure that there are other ones that could be included as well that I'm missing. But I just wanted everyone to be validated in the fact that we are all in this together. We may be having different responses, but everybody's response is valid. And I think a good way of coping with this is trying to find the middle between being completely panicked and being in complete denial. And if you're not there, that's okay. I think that all of us are sort of in and out of that space because, again, we are in trauma, and so we're responding as if we're in trauma, and that's adaptive.
Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.